welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are connecting to being honest in all aspects of our inner and outer landscape if we so do choose to do a little self-examination. In this moment, as we look into the external ecosystems in the world, reflections, there's been a lot of shifts and changes that are moving in the right direction. So when a collective society starts to evaluate what has been done in the past and make shifts, this is a sign that we're all being asked to look internally and externally and reevaluate what's working and what's not. And when we do this, rather than going with status quo, we open up a doorway to transforming our inner landscape, to transforming and healing. And that healing that happens is something that is passed on from one generation to another. The potentiality in generational healing is that the generations that are to come will benefit from the seeds that you're planting, the soil that you're tilling, and you will benefit as you continue your journey into the next. So the first place to typically start is to really put on that objective viewing lens and pull yourself out of all those things that create subjective perception of reality. And being honest with self is often a little difficult. And if you can't really see something, you can always ask some people around you and they might have some good food for thought. However, make sure that you're ready to hear the truth or their perspective of what's going on, especially if you've had some long-term friends that have seen you go through different transitions and shifts within yourself and in your life. Those are the ones that are probably going to be able to be most accurate in their perceptions because they've gotten to know you and seen your trends, so to speak. When we become the objective observer of self, a level of humility comes in, a softness comes in, and the ability to accept what's going on internally so that you can decide if you want to participate in that anymore. So to be honest with self, then you have some choices to make, whether you want to move away from things that are holding you back internally and externally, or if you want to just stay there because you're not ready to move on. And that's okay. And it's actually really powerful to acknowledge that you're not ready to move on, that you're ready to sit in what you see, but you've got to wait and be with it until that point comes and you're like, I'm done. I'm done with that and I don't want to participate in it anymore. That is the pivotal moment that will take you on a journey in a different direction. And so that's to be celebrated. However, the moment where you can see it, yet you're not ready to let go, is to be celebrated too, because that means you're coming closer to that moment. So from there, what we're going to do is ask yourself, are you ready to look in? If the answer is yes, then keep listening. If it's no, maybe still keep listening and just allow the words to sprinkle over you. So what will happen is if you are honest with yourself, you'll be welcoming yourself to start transforming, healing, and to move towards living a more balanced life. So the first step is evaluation, the check-in. And this is something really beautiful to do on a daily basis when you get up, really set the tone. If we just get up and charge into the day, we're moving from that yin, repose time of slumber. And if we jump up and hustle, 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 we're not going to have the time to clear the mind from the dreaming, even if you don't remember. We're not going to have the moment to move forward into the next and do it mindfully. So evaluation and check-in, a bigger evaluation and check-in, is to give yourself a couple days to really ask yourself some questions and see where there's resistance in your life right in this moment. And this is why if you do it daily, you'll stay in a refined practice. However, sometimes what happens is we'll move through a difficult passage and we don't want to look anymore. We just want to be back to what we perceive as normal. However, if you check in every day, you're going to have a better pulse and you'll have a more consistent energy field that won't be these extreme sweeps from one side to the next. I can equate it to having a garden. If you're growing vegetables or herbs, if you pay attention to it during your harvesting and growing time, you're going to yield more. You're going to be able to see what's going on, what's working, what's not, what you need to do differently, and you're going to be showing up there every single day. But if you don't show up, it's going to be a lot more work, and the yield is going to be much different. So here we go. In external mirrors are a good gateway before we get to the internal. External mirrors, if you're someone that likes to complain a lot about other people and point out their things that might be going on, the things they can't see, if inspired, stop right there. Start to be in the practice of saying, wow, why am I so judgmental of all these external mirrors, always looking for faults in others, or just habitually looking for faults in others and not bringing it home? And what's going on that I'm missing in this moment? What is the need? Why is the grasping of judging others? So look around and see where are the external mirrors. And if you are one of those people that likes to point out other people's stuff, just say, okay, what's going on and what are they representing to me internally? So the mirrors to check in with are your work, your relationships, all form, family, friends, and intimate, your ecosystem, and that would include food, water, shelter, and the city and neighborhoods that you live in. When you sit with that, just look and check in and say, is this good? Is this not? What's going on? Am I aware? Do I understand what's going on in my own neighborhood? Am I paying attention to these external systems? Am I aware in my work environment? Am I aware in my relationships? Am I aware about the food, water, and shelter that's surrounding me and my neighbors? What's going on there? Check it out and see where you want to go from there. So really just checking it out is the first step, being objective, writing down some things that you're seeing, things that you feel positive about, things that you don't feel so good about, and where you'd like to make the shift. Internal mirrors, then you go in and you check the mind, the mental mind, the intellect, and see how that mind is. Is it full of thoughts? Is it full of self-judgments or external judgments? Is it full of stories? Playing pretend and things that don't serve? Are you holding on to something from the past that you keep gnawing on? Check out that mind. See what's going on. Is one part of the mind not being nourished versus the other? If you're super creative, think about nourishing the left hemisphere. Those kind of things. We'll talk a little bit more about this and later on we get into the practices, but just checking in with that intellect, then coming in and checking in with the body, the physical body. Are you noticing that parts of your body are speaking to you and showing you things, and what do you want to do about that? Check in with that. Then the spirit, your internal essence, that thing, that energy field that makes you you. It's not attached to the physical body. It's not attached to the mind. It's actually this energetic field that will move beyond here. Are you nourishing that? This is that field that craves those spiritual practices, those theological practices, if you have them, whatever it may be. Are you nourishing that aspect of self? And then within that spirit, it's connected to the emotional body and the intelligence of the body, the intuition centers. And are you nourishing your emotional body, your heart center? Is it trapped? Is it shut down? Are you afraid? Are you not trusting? Are you wounded? Checking in there. So take an evaluation and even evaluate things maybe that I haven't mentioned. I just thought of one external reference, your physical car that you drive around every day. Check in there. All those things. See what's going on. And all you have to do is objectively observe and then record it and let it be. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to a piece created by Alec Bridges, and it's called Refuge. It's about 7-minute piece, and within that piece, I would love for you just to sit and be with yourself and do that evaluation, external, internal, external, internal. We'll play with what these external things are connected to internally and how we can welcome them to shift if we so do choose. So simply just allow yourself to sit down if you can. If you're in movement, then allow yourself to mindfully come to these questions and breathing in and out of the full body, welcoming in that peace and harmony. That was Alec Bridges' Refuge. And continue to breathe in and out. And hopefully during that segment, you were able to start to engage in the evaluation, engage in the external mirrors and the internal mirrors, and see where you would like to start to make some shifts. As I mentioned earlier, if you don't want to, that's okay. Just starting to see it is important. Oftentimes, I'll notice if someone is not ready to really embark on taking responsibility for what's going on, then it's only going to be really about trying to make self feel guilty or shameful that you're not where you want to be. So it's better just to acknowledge it, see it where it is, and let it be. And that wisdom of when you see it is the first step to where you'll be able to start to catalyze those shifts. And remembering that we're constantly evolving, we're constantly shifting, our perspectives are changing. If we try to lock down the energy, it's going to create a lot of rigidity. It's going to really create a lot of stagnation and attachment to what we think we know. So if you think back in your life where a perspective has changed and awareness has changed, if you kept holding on to the perception prior to that, all you're going to be doing is really not being honest and not truthful with yourself, because you already have seen something differently, and you're going to prevent yourself from moving forward with this new state of awareness. Imagine if in science they say, well, we don't really want to prove that the Big Bang wasn't true, so we're not going to look at that. Yet, lo and behold, science is showing in this moment that the Big Bang, the perception of that, is false. And wow, aho, so we can start moving forward and applying new thoughts, intellect, intelligence, science to understanding something that's so complex as the universe, but it starts to give us a different understanding of what is. So, whatever those reflections were, wherever that evaluations, and you might have already known, so that resistance that we meet within ourselves internally and externally are the red flags that say, hey, this is going on, that's going on. And when we acknowledge those red flags, then we're able to say, okay, well, I'm going to do something about that. So where to begin? First, as I mentioned, you really want to say, am I on board or not? And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But even if you don't know if you're on board or not, to start moving towards moving that out of your life or moving away from that, or internally starting to till the soil so you can create some momentum about that, is pick one area to address, to say, wow, my physical temple is not the way I want. My personal relationship, could be plural, are not as where I want them to be, and I want to work on them. I want to show up and be a little bit more present with them and attentive to them. Internally, my relationship with self is suffering. I'm not nourishing myself, I'm not nourishing that spiritual aspect of myself, or I'm not nourishing my mind, my intellect. It's feeling a little neglected in that area, and what am I going to do about it? So pick an area, pick one. It's easier that way, one or two. And what will happen is you bring one area into an alignment and nourishment, it will ultimately start to feed into other aspects of yourself, because you're a holistic system. So like a domino, if you knock it over, it's going to take out all the dominoes in its path. If you start to shift here, it's going to start to awaken and shift things in other areas. So the first part is to look at it and say, examine it. You started to do that self-reflection, but as you examine it, I really encourage you to walk around it 360 degrees, really be objective, and say, oh, wow, I am not so excited about my relationship right now. However, I'm only looking at it from my vantage. I'm only looking at it from my perceptions of reality. And am I ready to look at it a little bit differently. So when you do that, you're going to have to really be honest with yourself and say, I can see why I acted that way, or I can see that action really upset someone. And then you realize, why was I doing that? Why was I taking that action? Why wasn't I being truthful in my relationship with that person? What was going on there? What is deeper beyond the face value of the action? And that's when you get into the juicy stuff. You really start to till the soil and say, wow, oh, I wasn't being honest because I was afraid that if I spoke my truth, I would be shut down. Or I haven't healed the wounds from being abused as a child so that I have confidence to use my voice and trust that I can speak my truth or speak up for myself. So if we start to examine and take responsibility for what's happened to us and what's going on, then we can stop putting our suffering and our fears and our attachments and our old wounds on the people, places, and things around us. So examining it, walking all the way around it, if you need some people to share their perspective, that's helpful too, especially if there's misunderstandings in relationships. Everyone's showing up typically in the best possible way that they can in each moment. And if there's other things going on, meaning that if you're involved with relationships where people have some deep mental issues or emotional wounds or traumas, those things are to be considered and taken into consideration as to how you want to interact and how you want to engage with those situations. And you might even hold some of those things. So to really evaluate what's going on and how you want to move forward. Next thing is, are you ready to make some shifts? And so, as I mentioned earlier, that might be no. And at that point, you would just let it be. You just acknowledge, wow, I see that. A friend of mine recently admitted something about himself, and he said, I see that, but I just have to let it be for now. And once you acknowledge that, again, you've opened up the door, you've opened Pandora's box, and just let it be. Don't put shame on yourself. Don't put guilt. Just know, wow, I'm almost done with this behavior, this habitual way of living. I'm almost done with this addiction. I'm almost done with this wound. And I'm going to let it be until I'm completely done, because that's when the authentic and the true transformation takes place. So if the answer is yes, then I encourage everyone, when they're making shifts in their life, to do it gently, slowly, similar to how you would grow a seed into a plant. It takes time, one, to germinate, to pop up through the soil, to grow, and then to yield, to start to yield some fruits. So if you're under the assumption, let's say your physical body is screaming and say, please pay attention to me, but you decide, I'm going to do a fast cleanse, I'm going to do an intense new workout regime, that more than likely is going to keep you on the roller coaster that you've already been on. So, and in addition, if you've gone so far off center with the physical dwelling, that's only going to probably create more walls, because you're going to meet a lot of resistance from yourself because your body's not ready for that. So rather than push, think about, what could I do in this moment to make yin, feminine shifts, slow, mindful shifts in the direction you want to move. So, for example, if it is, let's say, food is another one. Maybe you're not eating the way you want. Rather than go extreme in one wild direction, say, wow, I think I want to make sure that I'm drinking enough water. I want to also make sure that I'm eating enough vegetables and fruits on a daily basis. I'm going to start to make an effort in that direction. And that might mean just introducing one serving of a salad or one serving of a fruit and keeping everything else the same. That one little step will start to shift because you've introduced something new versus introducing 20 new things. The body is a really simplistic system, and in the sense it has a complex system of everything it's doing, but it doesn't need a lot of complexity in the diet. If you think about a deer, I've mentioned this before, in the woods, they eat off foliage. They're big, hardy, beautiful animals, yet they're not really gulping down in a gluttonous way large quantities of food to get healthy. They connect to the earth system, they move through nature, and they honor that. Very much so in the same in traditional tribes that live off the land. They are very mindful with their resources. So to think of it that way, make yin moves, simple introductions, shifts into whatever area you're wanting. If you're wanting to quiet down the mind, start meditating. Just start with 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 15 minutes, and see where you go from there. So continue to breathe in and out for a moment. Felt like that was very necessary. I want you to attune yourself for a moment and think about, are you ready to hold yourself accountable? No one else can hold you accountable, and it's not fun for people to hold you accountable when you're not ready for that. If you ask someone to help you, make sure that they're okay with that. This typically works best in a real intimate relationship where you have a high level of trust, then you're willing to say, could you please just reflect to me when you see me going astray? Or if you have children, you know, you give them freedom, but also you know when you want to reel them in. Ultimately, it's best to have self-reliance and self-accountability, that you take full responsibility for your actions in every moment. And all you have to do right now in this moment, if you're deciding that you want to be honest with yourself and you want to do a little internal refinement, then to pick that one area and make slow shifts in that direction. So what we're going to do in this moment is just reflect on the words I've shared. Reflect on those yin motions, slow motions that you would like to integrate into your existing life without judgment, without pressure. And as you do, we're going to listen to a little Shyla Ray Sunshine, Truthfully. See if you can gather the courage, gather the momentum to be truthful with yourself, internally and externally.
I seek truth, no use sits within me. How deep would I go to find what I know about me? You don't know me like God does, like I do. I'm training myself to know how to sing, trust myself, believing everything, and I know I can keep up with my mind, because I have a practice that's in line. My belief system, my system, I can tell truth from a lie. I don't miss them, oh, I will kiss them goodbye. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
That was Shyla Ray, Sunshine, and her words are very poetic. Looking in, truthfully looking in, making the internal shifts, and being that which you want the world to appear to you around you. And years ago, I had a connection in the dream state to Gandhi, and really his message in that moment during that exchange was beyond being that quote-unquote change, that quote that so many people share, is he kept saying to me, make change. And I would say that that's the first step to that being the change, is make change, make the internal change, make the external change. That's the only way that that be can be there. If you talk all day long about being a yogi or a meditator or some expert in a field, that will not really occur if that's all you're doing is talking about it. If you're not in the practice of being that, then you're not going to get to the juicy stuff. I can share my own practices in this lifetime and other. The deeper I go into them, more is revealed. More understanding is revealed. So when we look at being truthful with ourselves and saying, hey, I'm ready to make some shifts in my reality, what happens in that moment is that we have to realize that first we see it, second we say, yes, I'm ready to go for it, and then third, we have to take action. We have to make the shift. So as I use the example of the physical temple, if you're wanting shifts in that, you have to start to address what's going on, what's needed. Wow, my body is going through a lot of atrophy. I've been sick. I have not acknowledged, I've neglected my body. Now I need to get it moving again. Am I ready to do that? And this is where you have to have non-attachment, not grip to what you think you know, not make excuses or any of that. Realize that something occurred that took you down a path, and whatever it might be, this is going to be part of the exploration that you will start to understand, transform and heal what caused you to take another pass, what inspired you to take another path, and realize you want to come back to it. If you think about a teenager, oftentimes they want to rebel, they want to go against what's been done for them. They're in their shadow. They're like, wow, forget that. They're willing to take risks and chances because they're in this space of expansive transformation and developmental transformation, and really trying to figure out what's going on within them and what is true to them. So that's sometimes why we go down these other paths. And then what will happen is, this is where a little friend of humility shows up, as we might realize, oh wow, that was so perfect for me. How I used to exercise just that way was so perfect. Oh, and how I used to exercise prior, that was a little too much. And, or I don't even know what it means to exercise, but I know I'm getting older. My body's just not moving the way it used to be. So it does need some nourishment. And what does that mean? So with non-attachment, you just realize and accept what is, and I was sharing with a friend just yesterday, it is what it is. So wherever you're at in this moment, just be like grateful for what is and say, okay, I'm ready to make that shift. If we keep gripping, if we keep holding on to those old stories, then we're not going to take forward motion. So the first step is just to say, I'm ready to let go of the struggle. I'm ready to let go of the attachment. And I want to dig deep. I want to go deep into those roots because I want to make a shift that's really going to put me past repeating this ever again if I can help it. Or if I do repeat it again, the shift will be much more fluid and I will catch it sooner than coming into this state. So open yourself up to that. Open yourself up to let go of the struggle that's brought you to here. And then look at the past and say, okay, before I got to here, when did I feel balanced? And for some people, this might be like 40 years ago. It might be 30 years ago. It might have be never in this life. That's okay. If you can't remember in this life, just say, when did I feel balanced? And if you can spot a location in your life, then say, all right, I want to look at what was there, what was in that moment, what was flowing freely, and what felt comfortable. As you do that, just breathe in and out into that moment and welcome back an understanding of what you needed then. Then ask yourself with that wisdom, do I need that in this moment? Do I need some of those things in this moment? And allow yourself to walk away from what brought you to here. Just imagine yourself walking away from it, breathing in and out and moving back in a direction where it feels more holistic. I can use the example that's coming into my mind's eye when I went away to university and I saw these things called vending machines that held food. I'd seen vending machines that hold like candy, but never like that hold food. And I grew up, thankfully, with a mother that, and this is no judgment to anyone that didn't have a mother like this, but was thankful for me because I really enjoy home-cooked food. My mother made us home-cooked meals every single night, and so I really appreciated her very deeply in that moment. I hadn't really appreciated her that way until I got to university and I saw the cafeteria food that was really not nourishing in my mind. It didn't feel or taste nourishing. And then seeing that people would eat out of vending machines and that food wasn't nourishing. So I was really grateful in that moment that I had a mother that nourished me in that way. And I expressed thank you to her. In addition, I realized at that moment that if I wanted to eat healthy and feel good like I did as a kid, that I needed to take responsibility for that and find ways to have good meals, find the good things in the cafeteria, find things that I could have in my dorm room that would keep me feeling healthy and balanced. And as I progressed through university, that it would be best that if I cooked my meals, that I took care of myself that way and didn't neglect my physical temple that way. So these are ways for you to look to the past and find the solution, or if it's never existed, then you might want to welcome in someone to help you find that solution and see what will work and what you're ready to experience in this moment. That will take looking to the future. Where are you wanting to go with this thing that you've acknowledged that you're ready to take on and nourish, and look to the future and where would you like to move towards? Give yourself some space. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be on a quick, fast idea or concept to get something going. Just say, you know what? I want to deepen my meditation practice. I don't need to go on a hard, fast regime for so many days. I'm just going to welcome in this yin energy and welcome in the mother energy to help me with this, welcoming in the stillness of the father energy to help me with this, and say, please help me, guide me to deepen my meditation practice, to sit longer, to be inspired to do it daily, and to clear things out of my life that are keeping me from doing that. So as you reapproach and look to that future, you will start to realize that you're going to need to welcome in non-attachment so that you don't keep gripping. So I always remind students when we're doing yoga, it's this simple. Right now, if you put your fists together, grab them, nice tight clenching fist, and then release, let go. Holding on and then letting go. Holding on and then letting go. Letting go is much easier than the holding on. You exert less energy by just opening those hands and releasing. So that non-attachment that you can bring in this moment, you know you want to make a shift, you look to the past, maybe identified what was going on in the past that worked for you, felt good to you, and welcome that back in to bring balance. You don't know, then you're going to maybe reach out, get some help. Feel free to email me. I'm happy to objectively look at what's going on and make some suggestions if you would like. Then look to the future and decide, where do I want to go? That's that goal. That's that objective way of looking forward and saying, hey, what's going on? How would I like to move forward? And where would I like to go? So as you reapproach and have that target in mind, keep bringing in the objective I, the third I, the intuition center, the knowing, the gut, the solar plexus. Let go of the egoic I and say, okay, I need to listen to myself. I need to listen to what's going on. I've heard over and over that I want to get my physical temple moving, yet I haven't gotten out there and done that yet. So make it easy. Just walk around the block first, then do something else from there. As you go through this non-attachment, letting go of the past, letting go of any judgment, any shame, any attachment to stories, anything that has brought you to here, and welcoming to really dig deep into those roots, then the gaze will start to soften. Because as you objectively look around all aspects of self and take responsibility for why you're here, then the healing and the transformation and the ahas start to occur. But it takes time to really honor yourself and be there. I like to share, you know, if you've been in a long-term relationship or you're one of those people that goes from relationship to relationship to relationship, it might behoove you to take a pause, especially if you're coming out of a long-term marriage or a partnership or an intense one, to take a pause to really understand what just occurred, to allow yourself to authentically heal so you don't bring that into a new relationship and become self-reliant. This is another way to realize if relationships is one of yours. Even in friendships, if friendships have ended, really understand the dynamic of what occurred and really commit to yourself that if you don't want that dynamic to occur again, how are you going to take responsibility for showing up differently next time? Because more than likely, those people, places, and things will reappear just to see how you would like to engage again until you're done with it completely. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to a little Xavier Rudd. He is on tour right now and is a very profound being, indigenous activist, musician, and he, on his new album, Nana, is the struggle. It's called Struggle, not The Struggle. Ask yourself if you're ready. Ask you're ready if to stop suffering. And that one area that you've identified that you would like to make small, simple steps, shifts in your life, say, I'm ready to really address that, commit to it, and not go off in too many directions. Take a deep breath in and out. Let the letter I soften, open up all your eyes and your intuition centers, and see what arrives.
I had enough struggle now. I had enough of worry. Hey. I had enough emptiness. I had enough of feeling lonely. Now, baby, bring me your sunshine and bring me love. Positively close the door. 5, 6, 7, 8. Spread your light, radiate. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do your bit for the earth. 5, 6, 7, 8. Spread your light, radiate. I'm moving slowly, positive, diligent. What other people think of you is none of your business. And sometimes we will go again, seeking reasons why. Sometimes we stray far from ourselves. What are the your light, radiate.
That was Xavier Rudd's Struggle, and that song will get in your head a little. However, it's very profound and accurate wisdom. Close the door. If you're ready to make those shifts, and if during this segment you've identified some things that you are ready to shut the door on, let go of, bring in non-attachment, let go of the struggle, then aho, yay, we're ready to make some shifts internally and externally. This is probably the aspect other than the ego that keeps people from making shifts. When people recognize that they have habits, addictions, things that don't serve themselves, they know instinctively that if they start to make those shifts, they're going to also be making shifts to their ecosystem, their relationships, things are going to fall away. And this is where I would like to bring in impermanence. Nothing can continue without change. And the teaching of impermanence is really valuable for all of us to remember, from one life to the next, from one moment to the next, to bring in presence in the moment. So one, that you can make sure that you're honoring and respecting yourself and others in a way that that imprint that you leave in that moment is one that's beneficial to you and others and future generations. And when you're ready to embrace this, nothing can continue without change, life gets a little bit easier. You realize that every moment might be the last, that if you show up with objectivity and groundedness and taking responsibility for yourself, what's happened internally, realizing when your buttons are being pushed, when things are being activated, and rather than bring in judgment or shame to self, just taking some time to be inward, to really be honest with self, to see what's going on and dig deep in the roots. So the result of making these subtle shifts to our internal and external landscape is that you will feel some freedom passed through a little gateway. You'll pass through a moment in your life and you'll put to rest something internally that you were destined to expand, transform, realize a truth, a level of healing will occur and transformation. And then you'll have more information for the next and show up a little bit differently. That's when true making change occurs. It's not merely speaking about it, but it's putting it into action. Also, you will be cultivating and birthing a new present moment and future, one that's more aligned with your highest expression, one that's in integrity and feels good. There's not a lot of things to complain about because you know that you're where you want to be. You're taking responsibility for who you are and what you want to be and how you want to show up, and you're feeling good about that. So if you're ready, say yes to self. Objectively look around and be. Don't race off and make extreme changes in your life. Just be objective and allow it to sit for a while, especially if you know it's something really deep where there's some healing to happen or to occur, would be beneficial to occur. Allow the time and space for that to occur. Things don't necessarily happen overnight, not instantaneously. They can. However, even if they do, that aha occurs, the gateway opens, there's still things to do to take action on so that you're in alignment with that new perception or that new way of being. As you let go, continue to be honest with yourself. Focus on that target, that goal, and stay there, not obsessively, objectively. And as you take those baby steps, just welcome in the support of your ecosystem. Welcome in the external forces that can mirror back to you what you are working towards cultivating in your inner landscape. with the idea of impermanence, we're going to exit out today with a song called Akaya Falls by Jake Shimabukuro. He is from the islands of Hawaii, and the idea of a waterfall is a symbol of impermanence because it's water flowing from the top to the bottom, just releasing energy and then being recirculated. So as we exit out, if inspired, contemplate that. Nothing can continue without change. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.